Fareed Cook was told she was going to fail in life, but her very difficult personal struggles and mental anguish actually taught her to persevere, and it has inspired her work as a photographer and video artist.
With my story, you know, I lost my mother when I was 3 years old. She died from a drug overdose. We were placed in foster care. Me, my sister, and my brother. I was labeled a failure to thrive because my mother had this drug abuse problem while I was in her womb. So they labeled me a failure to thrive. But because of the community, you know, my faith in God, I was able to push through.
So what got you into photography?
I was about 15. Very low self-esteem, really suicidal. I've tried to take my life twice at a young age. It was the Yo Buffalo program that really pushed me to understand there were other alternatives. There wasn't just my block. There wasn't just Buffalo. They took us on trips and things like that, and they exposed us to other opportunities, which is so important. So SEPA Gallery is where I walked into, and I discovered photography, and I fell in love with photography. I also fell in love with film through Yo Buffalo. There was a program called Apollo. So ever since then, I've been doing photography and videography. So I started my own business with it.
Why did you want to take your life as a teenager?
I wanted to take my life because I felt there was no purpose. I felt that there was nothing for me. I began to believe at a young age the label that I was a failure to thrive. And so because of that label, I felt, well, then there's no reason for me to exist. I kept finding myself hitting brick walls and getting into trouble and causing my adoptive mother, me, my sister, and my brother were adopted, causing her stress, and I just felt like my existence just didn't matter.
So then the interest into photography somewhat saved your life?
Yes, it did. It did. It really did. It gave me a purpose.
Tell me a little bit about the Warriors and who you will be featuring in this photo gallery.
So the eight regular people, starting off with my adoptive mother. Her name is Latifa Fareed. Very strong woman. She was born in the 30s, and she dealt with a lot of issues, verbal abuse from her parents, and verbal abuse from her peers. Always a barrier in her life. People were telling her she couldn't do things or couldn't make it. And then she had verbal abuse from her husband. Very strong-willed woman. And I think that's where I get it from. Just, I don't care. I'm just going to keep pushing. So I wanted to highlight her for other people to hear, but for her, she needs to hear herself. Understand that she is a strong woman. There's two public school teachers that I identified, and one is a guy, his name is Jason Hall, amazing man, dealt with verbal abuse in the home when he was a child, dealt with suspensions and fights, and just it looked like he wasn't going to make it in school at all. But it was a teacher in seventh grade that told him, hey, I'm going to cast you as Petruchio in this play, and I want you to, like, shine. I want you to do your best. And he found that hope within performing arts. Then there's another teacher, Amanda. She teaches at Southside. She found out that she and her partner couldn't have children, and that's something that they wanted. And then she found out she had breast cancer. And so when you go into the gallery that's going to be their portraits, I wanted to put everything in it. I wanted to go all in. I love telling stories. I love getting at the root of an individual, a business, or what have you, an organization, and tell that story through the lens.
We've been talking with Itina Fareed Cook. Her exhibit, Through the Lens Warriors, will continue at SEPA Gallery through February 23rd. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.